As the Prescott Cardinals track and field teams continue their 2024 season, I caught up with head coach Emily Calabrese to talk about a couple of kids that have really started to impress the coaches, especially coming out of that unlimited entry meet at Elk Mound.
I would say the most surprising that has kind of come out of the woodwork, I mean, she started to show it a little bit in indoor, but we didn't know this athlete at all before the season, but Kira Dick, she's a freshman on the girls' side, and she went out at Elk Mound, placed fourth overall in the 1600 with a 6:07 mile, which was impressive, and that just kind of follows suit with the little bits that we've been seeing here and there from her about what her abilities might be as she really gets into the sport.
The unlimited entry meet in Elk Mound also gave the Prescott coaching staff a chance to look a ton at the throws teams, and boy, did they place well too.
Yeah, you know, specifically our boys shot putters, they took four of the top six places between JP, Will, David, and Ian Miller. JP threw a massive 45, Will following shortly after with 41.8, and then David didn't even hit PR and still placed fourth with 39, and then Ian also didn't quite hit his PR, but also threw really, really well with a 37 mid. So those boys were very, very impressive that day.
Losing leadership in those field events was a bit of a concern for Coach Calabrese coming into the year, but boy, is that starting to fade as the season goes on.
Yeah, you know, we lost a lot to graduation last year who were very technical event athletes. Specifically, I think of Matthew Lyons in vault and triple, and then Ella Johnson and Addison Hooper and everything that they did. So losing that, it was a little bit of a worry coming into this year that we need to teach a lot of very technical events to kind of younger athletes. And kids like Zoe Anthony have stepped up in pole vault, Wyatt Budworth in long jump. Wyatt Risky is willing to try anything. I know you and I spoke about Dylan Eliason the other day. Reese Stanton puts a lot of time into learning his technical events too. Addie Elsop's another one who just constantly works as hard as he possibly can. A lot of these kids are really stepping up to fill those shoes that we graduated last year, which is a huge help to the team.
The weather does not look fun at all for Friday, as the Cardinals are hoping to travel to Menominee to round out the week.
Yeah, so I'm really hopeful that we're able to get out there on Friday. It's looking like quite a bit of rain, but a little bit warmer. So we'll see if they decide to host. But on Friday, we get to see Hudson, New Richmond, Eau Claire North, Menominee, and then Ellsworth from our neck of the woods. So all day, Big Rivers versus Middle Border meet. It's a couple of teams from each conference that get to finally meet up in Menominee, and it should be a really good one.